Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. Shout out to my channel members and my patrons, as you guys are now considered family. If you have a scary story that you would like to submit, email me at zachbabytv@gmail.com. Now, let's get into these creepy cryptid tales. I was just talking with my boyfriend about some weird stuff I saw as a kid. He is a hardcore believer in skinwalkers and won't say it or even let me see it after it gets dark in fear of attracting one. My story starts coming back from the store with my family. In my village, an entire new neighborhood was being built. Mind you, I live in an area that used to have a lot of forest around me, which had since been destroyed due to people building houses. There was a dirt/gravel road in the middle of the woods from the main road that led to a shortcut to my house. I was maybe 9 or 10 at the time, and I distinctly remember sitting in the middle seat of the middle row of our family minivan, so I got a clear view in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. I was talking with my younger siblings goofing off, and I looked up to see it crouching on the road. It looked almost exactly like the picture you get when you Google the rake. It had pale gray skin, it was freakishly slender, and it had eyes like reflectors. I freaked out and screamed out, saying something along the lines of, "What is that?" And both of my parents turned around and asked me what I was talking about. I burst into tears and see it run behind a tree. It's so tall. I see it peek from the tree a couple of times. And I explained what it looked like to my mom while still hysterical. My mom didn't believe me at all, and she got mad at me for trying to scare my siblings. Around that time, I used to watch a lot of those ghosts on tape type of stuff on YouTube, and I'd show my younger siblings, which resulted in many nightmares for them. My dad, on the other hand, said it was probably just a deer. It looked nothing like a deer. I still remember those eyes. When we passed the tree, I saw it run behind. Nothing was there. It was completely dark. I thought I must have imagined it, until my dad told me he saw something too when we got home. He told me that he saw something out of the corner of his eye, but didn't get a good look at it since I started screaming, and he turned around to look at me. To this day, it still scares me, and I never walk too close to the woods at night. This will be a bit of a read. I live down in Central Texas. It started with a friend of mine, Luke, needing a ride back to town from Houston. He's like family, so I went and brought him on back. Before, when he was in Houston, he and I always heard some strange sounds at nights on his property, but we always shrugged it off. He's got livestock, so we often protect them from coyotes and other things. Plus, we normally shoot guns out there and don't really worry about what's lurking out there. The night I brought him back, we pulled into his long driveway to head to his house. And along the driveway, he had this fire pit about 40 feet away from the said road. I know these creatures are tall, but hear me out. Down by the pit from the car, we both noticed two blue-bordered massive yellow eyes in my headlight beams staring straight at us. I said, "Luke, what the heck is that?" As I reached for my flashlight and one of my firearms, ended up grabbing my .22 with hollow points, and I jumped out of my car window to run straight towards the gleaming eyes. They seemed to blink once, and then they vanished into the dark. I ran to where I saw it standing and looked all around, with the whole FBI flashlight handgun stance, scanning. I heard footsteps approaching from behind, startled at first, but these steps were from Luke coming up from behind me yelling, "Watch out! Watch out!" I turned around to see him a few feet away. He stopped. He looked confused and looked around, then said, It was just behind you, and it was waist high. I think to myself, what's waist high and that has night vision? Mountain lions. So that's when I thought for a moment. Still standing in the spot, he says, we need more gear. So we went back to my car. We loaded up and killed the engine, then back into the trees. We approached the tree line, aiming the lights into the trees about waist high. Then, I beam my light upwards and see those same eyes dart in a straight line to our left, further into the trees, away from my car and away from his house. How is it 9 to 10 feet up in the air or the trees without making a single noise? No wing flap, no twigs, no footsteps, just dead silence. It's about 2:30 a.m. now. We had been following and going the same direction we saw the eyes trail towards, staying very quiet. Suddenly, y'all, I promise and swear on my life to this day, out of the thicket, about 8 feet in front of me, I saw the open eyes within the darkness of the woods, massive, glowing, and a few inches apart, which made me assume that this creature had size on its side. It stared into me. I stared back. I'm facing this unknown creature at this moment, and I am shakily asking, Luke, are you seeing this? Not moving my flashlight and not breaking eye contact. I want to know where this thing is, and I want to know if it moves. I don't, dude. What do you see? Luke, are you sure you don't see this? I don't. What is it? I assume the only reason he did not see the eyes is because of my flashlight and the angle of the beam. He was not standing directly in front of the creature, as he was about 6 feet to my right at the moment, so I understand why he could not see what I saw due to the angle and perspective. After that little back and forth, I see it approach me. It got closer. Hell no. I raised my handgun. I said, I'm firing. And then I fired at this unknown thing directly between the eyes. The round I had just fired stirred up a little bit of crap. We heard a very short but low-pitching growl grunt, followed by what sounded like a very heavy, easily heavier than myself, knocking into a couple of the trees around it. Above, the birds in the tree dispersed. We heard no footsteps, no retreating, and stayed there a few moments longer, listening, scanning. We stayed out there waiting to hear or see anything else for about an hour after that, but the night was quiet and calm afterwards. We go inside, call it a weird day, and then we go to bed. The next morning, we went to where we spotted and fired. Then we found a bunch of triangle, yes triangle, shaped footprints that lead to the fence. We look up. There's a branch on the top of the fencing wires. Right at the other side of the break, a few limbs/branches have been freshly broken off as they laid on the ground. Some remain dangling and facing the forest floor, like where you would land if you were to jump from the wire break at the top. This is all I have for this story, other than the fact that my friend and I, to this day, still occasionally see those eyes at night, in our dreams, and in our windows. A couple years back, me and my buddy were hunting in northern Texas. For privacy reasons, I will not disclose the particular area where we live. We were deep in the woods. It was sometime between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m., as it was still daylight, but you could see that the sun was getting ready to set. After an uneventful day, we were actually backtracking, making our way back towards his truck, when we started hearing these weird noises from behind us, randomly turning around to see absolutely nothing. This went on for at least 10 minutes, maybe longer. To be honest with you, I was not keeping the time. But eventually, enough was enough, and my friend and I stopped, and we just turned around and waited to hear the noises again. After a few moments, everything was just silent. Not a chirp up above, no insects, not even the wind through the trees. The sound never came back. At this point, I was starting to get a really bad vibe. It almost seemed like we were being followed, and now that we were turned in its direction, it kept still and hidden. My friend shouted out into the woods, trying to get whatever it was his attention to come out and show itself. That didn't do anything. It was still complete and utter silence. After a few more moments later, we just shrugged it off, turned around, and continued our walk back to his truck. Now, at this point, we're getting fairly close to the tree line, about to get back to his truck, when out of the blue, somewhere off in the distance behind us, we heard somebody speak my name.
Hey, Chris. Where you going? Come back. You're going the wrong way.
My friend and I both stopped in our tracks, completely freaked out at this point. At first, we just thought it was some random coyote or some animal just following us out of curiosity. But this thing was calling my name. How did it even know my name? Was it somebody that I knew? Or was it listening to my friends speak to me while we're out there hunting, mimicking my friend? It did sound like him after all, but different. I remember my friend just telling me, "Dude, that kind of sounds like me." I couldn't even respond. I was too freaked out. At this point, I was gripping my rifle so hard that my knuckles started to turn white. My friend was shooken up too, but I really wasn't paying attention to him so much. I was more scanning my eyes into the woodline, trying to see if I could make out any type of silhouette of anything at all. I know for a fact, no animals can speak. Only humans can. Hell, even a dog. They howl, they bark. That's about it. Something out there was speaking my name and was talking to me. Goosebumps rose on my forearms and the back of my neck. I whispered to my friend silently, "We need to get the hell out of here. I don't know who that is." My friend nodded. He said it's probably just someone playing a prank on us. You know, we're not the only people hunting out here. But then I remember telling him, "Yeah, but how many people out here know my name? There's something really wrong about that." My friend did not disagree with me. We walked at a much faster pace in the direction towards the truck, and we arrived at the truck within a couple of minutes. As we were getting our gear inside the truck and hopped in, my friend started the engine and put the truck in reverse, exiting the parking spot, as we were facing the entrance to the trail of the woods. When for a split second, I swore I saw antlers somewhere off behind the tree line. I couldn't see a silhouette, but I swore I saw glowing red eyes. I've always been pretty big into camping. I am a single child and have been camping with my family pretty much my entire life. After my mom and dad got a divorce, I stayed with my mom. But it wasn't really my mom that wanted to go camping all the time when I was young. It was more of my dad that kind of pushed it along as a family tradition growing up. So for the most part, after the age of 13, I barely got to do any camping at all. And usually, the time that I spent with my dad was over at his apartment. But this one particular weekend that I was supposed to be with my dad, he planned a weekend getaway to go camping at a local national forest. He said that he had reserved it months in advance and we were all set to go. As you may guess, I was completely excited, as it has been several years since we went camping. It is unfortunate that my mom could not come along, but after a while they just could not stand each other, and there's no way possible that we could have an old school full family camping trip like we used to do when I was a kid. Once everything was packed up and ready to go, my dad drove me to the camping site. Once we found the actual spot that was ours for the weekend, we unloaded his truck and set up camp. We were enjoying the evening. We had an early dinner over the barbecue pit before the sun went down. Eventually, all the wood was ready to go inside that round circular fire pit, and the flames were roaring before the stars even shone. Later on in the evening, as we were just making s'mores and telling stories and just talking about things over the summer, we started hearing oddball noises. Now, local wildlife is something that is completely normal, but these noises were awkward. All we could hear was grunting and heavy breathing, with constant snapping sounds echoing amongst the trees around us. I don't know if neighboring campers heard it, but we definitely did. At first, we thought nothing of it and brushed it off and continued on our conversation. But when the noises never ceased, after 10 or so plus minutes, my dad became quite concerned. He told me that it was getting late regardless, and I should head to bed inside the tent. He was going to use the restroom really quick and just take a look around. I did as I was told, as I was still a teenager and I wasn't trying to piss him off, as he was already on one as we were talking about my mom around the fire. I went inside the tent, took off my jacket and my shoes, unzipped my sleeping bag, hopped inside, and prepped for bed. Playing on my phone, waiting for my dad to return, I noticed that he was gone for a long time. At first, giggling to myself, I thought maybe he was just going number two, and then I had a sick feeling that maybe he found what was making those noises out there. And what would he do? What would it do to him, whatever it was? I want to say a couple more minutes had passed, and finally he came into the tent. It startled me at first, as I did not even hear his footsteps arriving to the tent at all. After he got inside the tent, he closed the zipper behind him, taking off his shoes and his coat. He looked startled. He didn't even say a word. I saw sweat dripping down the sides of his head and on his forehead, and it was cold out. Once he laid down, he faced me, still not even saying a word. That's when I couldn't take it anymore. The curiosity was killing me. I asked him, "Did you see anything outside? What took you so long?" He just looked at me and said, "Shh." "Yes. I saw something out there, but I have no frickin' clue what it was." I asked him, "What do you mean? Was it a bear or something, or a coyote?" That's when he told me he saw this large silhouette in the distance. He thought it was a deer, but the eyes were glowing, and it was standing upright. It wasn't standing on all fours like deers do, and it didn't move. It was as still as a rock behind some brush. He said he was really freaked out and ran back to the tent. He doesn't know what it was, but he said for me not to worry. He was going to stay up for the remainder of the night, and we were just going to pack up our things and head out in the morning. I had trouble sleeping the rest of the night, even though the rest of the night was completely uneventful. But I have no clue what my dad saw, and I don't think he does either. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the four allegedly true horrifying Skinwalker and Wendigo encounter stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.